All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about X and Elon Musk just released a free version of Grok in special locations. We're going to talk all about that today. But first, before we get started, if you are not a part of our school community, you need to go check it out. If you haven't heard about it yet, it's a community of over 200 individuals who use AI every single day to make money, both on the side and also as a main source of income. So we cover a variety of different topics. We just recorded one. I used AI today to gather some kind of crappy video footage and turn it into a really nice, well put together story video. So, and how you can also use that to make money. So if you're not a part of it yet, you got to check it out. It's only $19 a month right now. It's going to continue to go up over time. And so you can lock in that price today. So be sure to check it out. But Jaden, tell us what Elon Musk is up to now.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of big pieces of news with XAI, and it seems like there's something always in the news. Recently, you know, we had Sam Altman's. So first of all, I'll bring this up because XAI, a lot of people are kind of sleeping on them. They're like, oh, like, it's not one I use all the time. But I think it's going to be a really big contender. Sam Altman recently said that one of his biggest concerns is that XAI is going to get access to more compute than OpenAI has. And that's because NVIDIA kind of caps how much, like how many GPUs they'll sell to people, how many H100s and H200s. And Elon Musk got a whole bunch for XAI like everyone else, but then he also got some for Tesla and he also got some for SpaceX. And then he just like pooled the three companies all into one and built in 3 months a super cluster so powerful that the CEO of NVIDIA, Jensen Huang, said typically this is going to take a company 2 years. They pulled it off in 3 months to put this like super cluster together. So yeah, Sam Altman is obviously concerned about the compute going on over there as it kind of impacts, you know, how much of a competitor this is going to be. And now two big pieces of news. One is that XAI is going to be raising a lot of money soon. So we'll break that down. But the other thing is that, yes, they're going to be offering free Grok, which is their big competitor to ChatGPT. They're going to be offering this for free, and a lot of people are speculating on how many new users this is going to bring in. I'd be curious, just off the top of your head, Jamie, what your opinion on this is, if you think this is going to make an impact, if you think, you know, their main user base is pretty much their paying customers, or if you think this is going to actually boost how many users they have.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see, you know, how they integrate it with, you know, Twitter, if or X, I mean, I should say, if they do or not. I feel like he's going to need to drive traffic to Grok somehow. And he's actually quite good at that. So, I mean, yeah. I remember when they released their image generation thing, there was, you know, supposedly no censorship. And people made the funny memes, political memes, and it kind of blew up and grew a huge user base. So, I mean, yeah. Oh, is this how they're going to integrate it here? It's right on.
Yeah. So someone, a researcher, Nima Oji, just tweeted and said, X is updating Grok's logo and making it free to use for the people who don't subscribe to X Premium. So I think this is a big play. The logo now kind of looks like a square robot's head with two eyes. It's a little bit different than they had kind of a goofy logo for it before. But this is only in certain countries. So most people that are still using it are going to see the typical, and some people are roasting their new logo, which if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you can actually see our screen. If not, you can listen and we'll just let you know. But their new logo, people are roasting it and saying looks like a pig snout, which is kind of funny. But anyways... Yeah,
it does like, actually look like that.
Yeah, it does look like a pig snout. I wonder if they'll keep it. In any case, though, it's free. I think specifically in New Zealand, they're testing this out. And pretty much what they're doing is they're testing this out, but I would assume they're going to roll this out to more people. And eventually, you'll probably have a free tier everywhere, similar to what OpenAI has done. I personally believe this is a really big deal. I think that this was a really big part of OpenAI being offered to everyone. Power users are definitely going to keep using OpenAI Premium or Grok Premium, whatever. But like, there's a lot of people I talk to that are like, hey, you know, ChatGPT is not that good because I tested it and it only gave me X, Y, and Z result. And it always kind of caps me out. And it's making me realize there's a ton of people that just use ChatGPT for free and they're not using the premium tier, which comes with some of their newer models. And so I think that we're going to, especially in other countries, I think we're going to see a massive boost and jump in users once Grok is free for people to use for their cheaper models. So this is going to be interesting. Yeah. So according to the researchers right now, there's limits. You can do about 10 questions every 2 hours with this free version, or 20 questions every 2 hours with the Grok 2 mini model. So that's kind of their like more lightweight, smaller model. And you can only do 3 images a day. So obviously it's kind of, you know, they have limitations on this, but so does OpenAI. OpenAI's are probably higher because they've been going for longer and raise more money. But this is interesting to me. I mean, honestly, I think this is going to boost engagement a ton and usage a ton, which is kind of what they need. It's kind of funny because right now, like, there's all the AI companies, no one really wants to go over the numbers of how many users they have. OpenAI, every time they hit a milestone, they'll bring it up. So they're, I think latest was like 1 or 200 million weekly active users or something like that. And they haven't updated us on monthly active users since I believe they told us that 100 million monthly active users. I wonder if they've like hit in like a growth spurt or like, a plateau a bit in their growth. So in any case, I'll be curious to see what happens. Now, the one thing, because a lot of people are like, once they heard about Grok being free to like New Zealand, a lot of people were like, oh, I'll just make like an X account and switch the address to New Zealand. In order to get it for free, your account has to be at least 7 days old. And I'm assuming in these locations that it's free, it's probably has to be like you changed your location of your device to be there for like 7 days. I'm not 100% sure, but you do have to have a phone number linked to it. And this is important, or essentially this is just important because it's a lot harder to spoof phone numbers than like emails. Everyone's got like 20 emails. Right. And if you're gonna phone verify, I mean, you can go by other SIMs and stuff. Typically those ones are harder. So yeah, overall, I think this will be a big play to have a free image and text. Like, also this thing has images built in for free, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where my mind went after I saw that post you showed from that guy, is that image generation, I mean, it's going to make, even if you just use it within X to add images to every post, you're going to have a lot more engaging of content, you know. And I think I'm honestly waiting to see, you know, Meta do this as well, because I feel like with Instagram, you know, a few weeks back there was Mark Zuckerberg posted, he was doing like squats or something, and then he added AI, video generation to it to make him, you know, in a different look. I think I forget. But It just made his content a lot more engaging. And I feel like the first social media company to really nail this is going to grow either. You just have a lot more users on the platform, really. A lot of people.
Yeah, 100%. So I think that's going to be massive for them and for XAI especially. What's interesting is a lot of people are saying, there's a bunch of people who are like, Grok's what convinced me to upgrade to premium. Now, it's interesting because there's got to be some sort of revenue split. Essentially, they made it so that with their new XAI, which is technically what's creating this technology, XAI gave away like 20 or 30% equity in that fund to the shareholders of previously Twitter or X.com. And what's interesting is, yeah, there's a lot of people who are like, you know, Grok was the only thing that convinced me to upgrade to premium. I mean, a lot of people did it for the blue check mark, and I think they have other features. I have no idea what other features they have. I think most people either upgrade for the blue check mark or for Grok. But at the end of the day, this is just like ChatGPT. Anyone that complains like, oh, why would I pay for ChatGPT when they like offer it for free? Because people are like, you know, they're like, am I going to get access to Grok 2? Which you will. You'll get access to the latest Grok. The reason why you upgrade is essentially for rate limits. So that's the only thing that I think is funny, is that people are like complaining like, why did I even upgrade? It's like, okay, well, if you want to ask 10 questions a day, then that's fine. You can stick on free. But like, or an hour or whatever. But like, personally, if I'm using this thing a ton for a project, I don't want this thing to get rate limited, and that's why I get the upgrade. So I think the rate limits is essentially how they'll keep people upgrading, even when they have the free tier. And the other thing is that even more than money, I think they really want to make sure they're getting a lot of users, because right now people are building their habits. AI is new, and whatever AI model can suck up the most, you know, slurp up the most amount of users and get them to really have the habit of using their platform, I think is going to be the winner. So I think that's really the benchmark that they're probably shooting for at this moment.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. It really means a lot to us. We read every single one of them, and it's great feedback for us. So please leave a review. And also be sure to check out School Community, AI Hustle. You can find it on there. We'll leave a link below, but definitely go check it out if you want to grow your business to the next level.